You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome.
Who's talking, Justin? I had Welcome my mouth full of avocado on toast, wire. So Justin was going to save Welcome. Me, but here I am.
Yep, and what's up, Mary Margaret?
So Wellington City Council has announced a ban on breastfeeding in public pools. And the decision comes after a breastfeeding mother and her baby were asked to leave the pool that they were sat in. The council has cited the risk that breastfeeding poses in contaminating the pool when justifying their decision. But I wanted to speak to Auckland University Associate Professor and microbiologist Susie Wiles about the validity of this perceived risk. The council has said that this is because it poses a risk of contamination. So what kind of contamination is at risk here, or does breast milk actually contain any contaminants that should be of concern?
So I guess I actually don't know what they're worried about. Perhaps they're worried about the fact that breast milk can contain microorganisms that can, you know, transmit disease to a baby. So maybe that's what they're thinking of. But the point is that humans are covered in microorganisms. So every one of us is contaminating the pool every time we get into it, you know, just from our sheer bodies. So I don't, there seems to be no science behind this. And I've even done a literature search. I can tell you there are no published studies on on contamination of swimming pools by breast milk. So it seems absolutely ludicrous, really.
Sure. So when you first read the article, was your immediate response, did you kind of think that concern about the contamination seemed valid, or did it kind of strike you as a little bit more reactionary and a place of discomfort from certain councillors?
Yeah, it struck me as discomfort. I'm still a bit stuck on the contaminant. So is the contaminant the milk, in which case you just wouldn't let any baby in the pool at all, right? Because the baby that's being breastfed or even bottle fed, I mean, you know, they regurgitate little bits of milk for ages after they've been fed. And as I say, if it's just microorganisms in general, we are covered in them. So, I mean, this is why we treat pool water, right? It's to get rid of these contaminants.
Right.
So I think this really is just somebody who is uncomfortable or is worried about other people being uncomfortable. And really, we should just be normalizing this kind of stuff because it's perfectly natural. And if a baby needs feeding and somebody's comfortably, you know, sat by the side of the pool or on the steps breastfeeding, then good on them.
Yeah. So I guess if it were an actual... My response immediately was kind of, if it is actually a proper risk, this debate would have started a while ago and it would be spreading further than just Wellington, because it would need to be a national concern if breast milk was going to contaminate pools.
Right, and it would have been studied. Right. I mean, if this really was something, then there would be some studies there about what is the risk and, you know, what was the contaminant. And as I say, I can find absolutely nothing. So I think this is just somebody who just finds the whole thing a little bit icky and is just thinking, I don't know whether it's a microbiological risk or it's just a biological risk. But the point is that we're all covered in secretions of all sorts and microorganisms of all sorts. And so if you were going to take this hard line, people wouldn't get in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
They'd all be banned.
Do you anticipate that this sort of debate might spread wider, or do you think it'll sort of stay concentrated to the people who are uncomfortable?
I hope it stays with people who are uncomfortable, and I hope they reflect on why they're uncomfortable about this. What is it about it that makes them feel all icky? And then realise that it's really, there's nothing, you know. If they're going to go down this route, there is so much more that could make them uncomfortable that they should be worrying about, maybe.
So just to finish, do you have any sort of closing comments?
Oh, just for baby needs feeding, for goodness sake. This, you know, it's of no risk to you or anybody else.
That was Mary Margaret talking to Susie Wiles about the Wellington City Council's decision to not allow breastfeeding in one of their pools. And we got a text of it. I would be more concerned about the public pool contaminating the baby than the baby contaminating the pool. I agree with that.
Yeah, quite right. But
because
there's
probably much more dangerous substances present in the pools than milk from humans.
Exactly. But also, parents call. If you want to take your baby in the water, do it.
Yep.
Weep, beep. Summer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.